Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? If you've been listening to this podcast a little bit, you know I've been developing websites since around 1996, so quite a while. And during the course of that time, you had to use what was available at your fingertips. In those days, it was static HTML. That's pretty much all you had. And I had to learn to code, and then I used tools like Dreamweaver, Flash, different kinds of programming languages like PHP. But since then, things have really evolved. And one of the cool new things is WordPress. Now, I have tried doing static HTML sites. I've used shopping carts. I've done Drupal. I've done Joomla. Don't do Joomla. And a clear winner at this point for me, for my business, for my clients, is WordPress. And there's lots of reason behind that. It was founded in 2003, okay? It was originally set up as a blogging platform, and that's still the thing it does today. You can go to WordPress.com and set up a blog for free. In 10 years, in 2013, there were over 10 million sites done on WordPress. As a matter of fact, I heard a fact that said that 23% of all websites on the internet right now are WordPress. Now, in my classes and presentations, I always say that 95.75% of all statistics are made up to benefit the statistician, and 63.2% are made up on the spot. So, whether you trust or believe it or not, that doesn't matter. The key thing is that there's a lot of WordPress websites out there, and there's a lot of power invested in those. So, what is the power of WordPress? Well, first and foremost, it's a content management system, meaning that you can put together pages and manage the content. And it's really easy to get into the back end. If you want to add a page, you simply say add this page. You can put it in the order that you want. You can add text. You can add images. You can add video, podcasts, all kinds of different things to it. And it's got a lot of power built into that. But because it's PHP and dynamic and built on a database, the coolest thing about it is that Google absolutely loves this kind of system, and you get found better on the internet. That simple. So what does that mean? Google loves when you have something that is updated and modified because they want to index your site and see what's new so they can tell people about all the cool stuff that you're developing. So that's why WordPress is fabulous for building your website. Now, most people think of WordPress as strictly a blog. Well, yeah, there's a blog component built into it, and you can turn that on or you can turn it off. If you go to WordPress.com, WordPress.com is the free sites that are sitting out there, and you can go set something up that says BrianBasilico.WordPress.com. If you want BrianBasilico.com, which I have, which is my speaking page, you need to download WordPress from WordPress.org, or if you have a hosting company that you like to work with, HostGator, GoDaddy, whatever it is that you like, you can go download that directly inside of there, and it will pull it in and create all the nooks and crannies of everything you need to know. So it's a great place to start just by going to any one of those hosting sites, buying a hosting account. They're not too expensive. They're usually less than $60 a year. And then they have WordPress integrated right into it, so it says set up a WordPress site and boom, you go. So that's only the start. Once you get that site set up, then you have to figure out what pages you want, what information you want on there, pictures, multimedia, all those other things. Do you want a blog? Well, in my world, yes, you want a blog, because if you blog on your website, and we'll talk about blogging and the concepts later in one of the other podcasts, what it does is it creates new content. Now, I do mine weekly. So every week there's new content for Google to index. So it's constantly looking at my site. That's the way I was able to get B2B Interactive Marketing to the first page of Google. And B2B Interactive Marketing is about as generic as Kleenex. Business to business, interactive marketing, integrated marketing, whatever it is. But because of using WordPress and also backlinks from all of my social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, all of those kind of things, I was able to get my business found. You can do the same thing. So having a blog on there, in my eyes, is very important. It's completely up to you. If you're not ready to do it, you can still set up a WordPress with your pages and have it set up exactly the way you want it, and you can always grow it later. There's lots of things that you could do with it. So the first thing you want to look at is, obviously, I said make all the pages, is themes. Now, there's tons of themes out there. They're free themes that automatically download when it's set up. It's 2000, it's 11, 12, 13, and 14. So you get those. So you get four choices right off the bat. And you have the ability to pick and choose which one you want to use. And I wouldn't use them. Go find another theme. Now, you can go to WordPress. You can just say, okay, search for new themes. You can go to WordPress and find those. And there's thousands. I don't know, maybe hundreds of thousands of themes sitting in there. Those are good too, but the only problem with the ones that are sitting inside of WordPress is they're free. Okay, you get what you pay for. If those themes are not updated on a regular basis, what can happen is there can be loopholes where people will find a way to get into your site and hack you. And that's one of the biggest fears about having websites. Trust me, people, I have been hacked numerous times. It's cost me not only a ton of time, but thousands of dollars in some cases. So we're going to talk about that next week and how to prevent that. So what I suggest to you is go look at some of the paid themes that are out there. There's Theme Forest, there's Elegant Themes, there's Simple Themes. I personally use Woo Themes. I really like them because it integrates with WooCommerce, and there's a whole bunch of other plugins that are out there. That's just what I like. It's not right for everybody. There's some great themes on both Theme Forest and Elegant Themes if you're looking specifically for something. If you're a realtor, there's realtor ones. If you're a dentist, there's dentist ones. You know, they've got them already set up. And paid themes tend to be updated, meaning that they're protected better and, you know, occasionally even get more functionality out of it, so it's really good. The next piece of this puzzle is plugins. Now, there are certain plugins that automatically download, like Askmit, which is, or Kismet, as some people say, and that is a anti-spam plugin that protects comments on your blog. So what happens is people are constantly putting comments in that have absolutely nothing to do with anything. So you click on their link for their cheap, fake Coach handbags or Viagra or whatever it is they're trying to sell you. So you want to have that in there if you're going to have comments on your website. But there's tons of other plugins. Now, you can have a contact form. I use Contact Form 7, and then there's a database extension for that. You can have those cool sliders that were on your homepage where your visuals kind of, you know, slide in and out and move. You can have other things like protecting your website, which we'll talk about next week. There are certain plugins that you definitely want to have that are going to protect you from hackers or people trying to log in. And then there's Google Analytics. You could put a plugin in there that all you do is put in a simple code and every single page on your website is now being tracked by Google for you. So you get to see what traffic is happening there. And again, you know, this podcast is sitting on a WordPress, and there's video training that I do that's sitting on a WordPress, and there's all different kinds of things that you could do, and who knows what new things are going to come to the table soon. So that's the main reason why I love WordPress. And as we head further down this internet marketing chain or trail, you're going to learn so much more about how it's so cool. It integrates with email marketing. It integrates with podcasting, video casting, Google Hangouts, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of those kind of things. So it's a great platform to build your business on, and that's why I'm so excited to talk to you about WordPress. You know, after doing hand coding and all the things I've done for years, I really appreciate the fact that I can set up a website in minutes. I could change its look and feel. I could add functionality with plugins. So if you're thinking about setting up a website or updating your website, I would certainly take a look at WordPress. There's so many things that you can do to make it look clean, sweet, professional, and functional.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.